Genesis 1:26-28. And I will not be calling you to stand and pray as I continue. I won't be. I want to lay the foundation so that when you pray tonight, you will be able to pray undisturbed, uninterrupted, until you have dominion. Genesis 1, 26-28. And God said, by the way, you may want to know what is the theme for next year's convention. The theme is what I've just said. And God said. That's the theme for next year's convention. What did he say? Well, he said, let there be light. And there was light. He said, concerning me, say ye to the righteous, you shall be well with him. He said, let the sick be healed. Let the captives be set free. He said a lot. Next year convention, what is the theme? Say it loud and clear. And since our next big program is in December, that's the Congress, maybe I may as well tell you the theme now. The theme for this year's Congress is glory ahead. Glory ahead. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. God created you to have dominion. And so if you desire dominion, you are desiring something that is the will of God. And the Bible says, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us and he will grant our request. So let me hear somebody now lift up his or her voice loud and clear and said to God, Father, give me dominion. I know you tried, but we are many here. And God says, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do unto you. Let him hear you say, Father, give me dominion. You see, when you read Genesis 27, from verse 30 to 40, Genesis 27, from verse 30 to 40, you discover something very interesting there. Isaac wanted to bless Esau. But Jacob came in and by trick got the blessing. Soon as Isaac finished blessing Jacob, Esau came in. And the father discovered, I have blessed the wrong fellow. I said, my son, hey, the blessing is gone. Ah. The boy said, it can't be gone. You have to do something. Ah. He said, I've blessed your brother and he will be blessed. Esau said, here today, Papa, you have to bless me too. May I stop at this stage and say in the mighty name of Jesus, all of you who call me daddy, you shall be blessed. The father said, I've already made him your Lord. I said, Daddy, you have to do something. My father said, all right. I will give you an advice. Pursue dominion. Because when you have dominion, you will break his yoke from off your neck. Pursue what? Dominion. What does that tell you? It's either you have dominion. Yala koni. Or you are under yoke. There's no middle way. You are either head or tail. You are either above or beneath. You either have dominion or you are under yoke. It's either of the two. And you have to choose one tonight. Which one do you want? You better say it as if you mean it. I'm going to explain briefly. What do we mean by dominion? Physically speaking, I will explain briefly what we mean by dominion financially. I will explain briefly what do we mean by dominion spiritually. I will leave the others because of time. It is good to be healed. When you read Mark chapter 1, verse 40 to 45, Mark 1, 40 to 45, when a leper was cleansed, he couldn't keep his mouth shut. He told everybody in the city, it is only those who have been sick who will know the value of being healed. Particularly when the sickness is the one they say cannot be cured. And I pray for anyone here tonight. Doesn't matter what the doctor said, you will be healed tonight. But it is better to be healthy, not to be sick at all. And then it is better still to be the one healing the sick. In Mark 16, from verse 17 to 18, Mark 16, 17 to 18, Jesus said, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name," and then went down to say, "they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover." And I pray for every one of you, from today onward, not only will you be healthy, when you lay hands on the sick, they will recover. But when your shadow begins to heal the sick, then you have dominion physically. In Acts chapter 5, verse 14 to 16. Acts 5, 14 to 16. The shadow of Peter was healing the sick. And God can use you at that level. He's done it before. Some of you have seen it in action. Some of you were there in our very first auditorium when God said to me that there were some people with terrible back problems that for a long time they have not been able to touch their toes. And he asked me to call them out, that he wanted to heal them. I called them out. I thought he asked me to lay hands on them or slap their back or ask them to lie down and put my foot on their back. No, he said, dance around them. I danced. I looked stupid dancing. 5 minutes later, he asked them to touch their toes. And they were all healed. Every one of them. I decree in the name that's above every other name, from now on, anyone you touch by accident will receive a healing in Jesus' name. Let me talk about dominion financially. It is good to be rich. Don't let anybody deceive you. Poverty is not good. Poverty is a destroyer. That's what the Bible says. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. And all of you, my children, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, none of you will die poor. If anybody tells you poverty is good, ask him, how do you feel when the landlord asks you to get out? Because you couldn't pay your rent. I pray for every one of you, my children. You will not die as tenants. It's good to be rich. Abraham, our father, was rich. Genesis 24. From verse 34 to 35. Genesis 24, 35 to 34 to 35. That servant said, I am Abraham's servant. And God has blessed my master greatly. Abraham is the father of faith. If God bless Abraham greatly, it means it's not a terrible thing to be blessed. The one who bless Abraham, we bless you greatly. But it is better to be wealthy. Isaac was richer, much richer than his father. Genesis 26, from verse 12 to 14. Genesis 26, 12 to 14. The Bible says Isaac became so rich, a whole nation envied him. You know, a time is coming for someone here when you will be so wealthy, people will be saying, are you the only one serving God? But it is better than being wealthy to prosper. Solomon prospered. He was able to offer to God 1,000 cows as an offering. But he didn't stop there. You begin to have dominion financially when you flourish. In 2 Kings chapter 7, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 5. 2 Chronicles 7, verse 5. The same Solomon moved on to offer 22,000 oxen and he wasn't even satisfied with that. He said, let me add a couple of thousand of sheep, 120,000 sheep. I don't want to tell you how many cows have been slaughtered during this convention to feed the people. But I can say one thing. As my God lives, one of you, even next year, we pay for the whole convention. When do we say you have dominion financially? When you can do whatever you want to do without looking to anybody for help. I told two of my boys says a funny story not too long ago. An auntie of mine lost her mother. And because she was very well known, the king of the kingdom where she was sent a gift to her. She looked at the gift. I didn't beg this king. So she said, okay, I know what I will do. This is, I think, around 1968, so I may not remember all the details correctly. So she took 7 rams, 7 he goats, 7 turkeys, I can't remember how many chicken, 100 tubers of yam, 7 big kegs of palm oil, bags of salt, and send it back to the king. And told the servants, when you get to the king, greet him and say, oh king, live forever. Your daughter said we should give you back your envelope and give you these gifts and tell you with all humility, I can bury my mother. You see, that level where you reach, that anything at all you want to do, you don't need anybody's help. That's when you have financial dominion. And I pray to the Almighty God for someone here tonight. Anytime you want to build a church for God, you just wake up in the morning and tell the contractor, go and build a church there. Next time you are coming to the convention, You go to any motor company and ask them, how much does a bus cost? Why? I need 6 to carry children to the convention. If you are the one I'm talking to, stand on your feet and shout, Amen. Oh, thank you, Father. Now I want to talk to you now about spiritual dominion. Oh. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said the pain you feel is as if somebody is crushing your bone. He asked me to tell you that pain is gone forever. Oh, he also said there's someone here. He said the one who is trying to choke you in your sleep has already been dealt with. Spiritual dominion. Thank you, Father. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said the embargo that the enemy placed on your family has been removed. Now, I want to say amen to this one before I tell you. Because the Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said before the end of this year, I will open a door for you that will be so big that you will not need the help of man again. Now, when we talk about spiritual dominion, it is good to be delivered. If you ask the madman of Gadara how good it is to be delivered, he will tell you. You know about him, you read about him in Mark chapter 5. But it is better never to have been in bondage. If a man had been mad before, even if he's completely well now, people still look at him with a little bit of suspicion. But there is something even better than never being in bondage to demons. And that is when God begins to use you to set captives free. When you speak and demons jump out. But you have spiritual dominion when you get to the level that your handkerchief can cast out demons. As in Acts chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. Acts 19, 11 and 12. from the body of Apostle Paul, they brought handkerchiefs and aprons to the sick. They were healed. Diseases departed from them. And evil spirits went out of them. I thank God for all the testimonies we have heard about handkerchiefs we anointed here. We didn't even touch them. We waved our hands, and the power of God went into the handkerchiefs. Some people didn't take them serious. Some people don't even know where their own are. Thank God the just shall live by faith. I'll be praying for your handkerchief again tonight. And the Almighty God will do greater things. But what I want to really spend a little more time talking about before you go to pray . Thank you, Father. The Lord said there is someone here tonight. And I think I have a rough idea who the fellow might be, but so somebody has too. He said, in your husband's family, men don't live long. He asked me to assure you, your own sons will live long. I was about to talk to you about comprehensive dominion. Daddy says there's someone here tonight. He said those who are trying to use you as a scapegoat, we fall into their own trap. Oh, I know it's a night of dominion. Lord asked me to tell someone, the one trying to contaminate your marriage will die prematurely. Dominion can be on a selective basis. In other words, somebody could have dominion in one area of life and not have it in another area. In 2 Kings chapter 5. Verse 1. 2 Kings 5, verse 1. Naaman had dominion in every area of life except physical. He had money. He was famous. He was a general. When he commands, things happen. But leprosy held him in bondage. In 2 Kings chapter 4, from verse 8 to 17, 2 Kings 4, 8 to 17, The Shunammite woman had dominion in many areas of life. But if she was barren, she was rich, she was influential, she didn't need anybody to introduce him to anyone. She was married. Peter, the man whose shadow was healing the sick, had dominion spiritually. But in Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 8, Acts 3, 1 to 8, he confessed that financially speaking, he had no dominion. He said, silver and gold are final. And I've been there. I was general overseer living on this camp. And because of 2 naira, I won't be able to go to Lagos. Because toll gate in Lagos, then you pay 1 naira going, 1 naira coming. No 2 naira. And I used to tell my wife, it's because God knows there's going to be accident on the way. That's why we can't go. There was not going to be any accident on the way. We were just broke. I pray for you one more time. Everything you need to do whatever you want to do, receive that dominion now in Jesus' name. Now the point is, you can have comprehensive dominion. God has made provision. I wish we have time. I would have asked them to show you the hymn we sang again. That we have been given great dominion by the blood of Jesus over sin. We have been given great dominion over sickness, over disease. Provision has been made by plan, by the stripes of Jesus. We have been given great dominion over Satan and all his yokes. We have been given great dominion over everything. And I have a friend who had comprehensive dominion. His name was Elisha. Spiritually, he had dominion. Just one word from him will put an end to curses, death, barrenness. According to 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 19 to 22. 2 Kings 2, 19 to 22. He spoke a word and said, I heal the water of this city. No almost death, no more barrenness. And the Bible says, and the waters were according to the word. That he spoke. And I want to speak a word to someone here today. Every curse in your family is canceled. He had dominion financially. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8, 2 Kings 4, verse 8, the great woman of Shunem invited him to come and eat in his in her house. He told her, I don't need your food. It's not like some of evangelists I know who look for places where they can go in and begin to eat other people's food. This man of God said, I'm not hungry. Thank God, the Shunammite woman said, I know that, but you are not going anywhere until you come to my house to eat. Naaman came to him and said, thank you for healing me of leprosy. I brought a lot of money with me. Come on, take some. He said, go away with your money. I don't need it. I want to pray for all my pastors. Every one of you. You will not only have dominion spiritually, you will have dominion financially also. And I'm praying for those of you who are not pastors yet. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will have dominion spiritually, and you will have dominion financially. He had dominion physically. If you read 2 Kings chapter 30, from verse 21 to 28. From verse 4. 2 Kings chapter 30, from verse 14 to 21. Elisha was sick only once. At the age of 120. If you are 120, you have tried. He wanted to go home, and they said sickness took him. It wasn't that he has lost dominion spiritually. Because even after he died, his bone still raised the dead. I don't know who has enough faith to receive this one. But I'm praying for someone tonight. Till you see Jesus in glory, you will never be sick again. You can have comprehensive dominion. And that's what I want you to pray for tonight. A And all it takes, all it will take you, is to surrender completely to the one who controls dominion. James chapter 4, verse 7. James 4, verse 7. Says, if you will submit yourself to God, you will resist the devil and he will flee from you. Meaning what? If you have God behind you, you will have dominion even over the devil. I'll tell you just one story and we'll go and pray. A king, not too far from here, became a Christian. Surrendered his life to Jesus completely. So he called the people in his town and said, no more worship of idols. But one idol was very popular in the town. This masquerade will come out. And so Calvin said, no more masquerades. The priests of the masquerade laughed at him. We have been doing this thing before your father was born. Stop us if you can. He said, no problem. We will know whether you are the one who has dominion in this town or I am the one. Three days before the masquerade was to come out, the high priest died. So they postponed the day of the masquerade coming out and appointed a new high priest. Few days before the new date was to come, the new high priest died. So the other priest said to the one who was next in command, you get ready. We install you and we must have our celebration. That one said, not me. They said, why? He said, the God of Kabiesi will kill me. Everyone standing in the way of your dominion, the God Almighty, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Lord of hosts, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, we swallow them up. I'm going to give you some minutes to pray. If you like, pray gently. It's up to you. It is a night of dominion. Oh, thank you, Father. The Lord said, there's someone here tonight. And that must be me. He said, you need just one more breakthrough. So that your joy may be full. He said, you will get it tonight. I'm going to give you an opportunity to pray. Maybe for about 20 minutes or so. I want you to go before God and tell him, I'm tired of suffering. I want dominion. I want dominion physical. I want dominion financial. I want dominion spiritual. I want dominion in my marriage. I want dominion in every sphere of my life. If you want to come to the altar, you are welcome. If you want to kneel down, you can kneel down. If you want to sit, you can sit. If you want to stand, you can stand. Cry to the Almighty God and say, Father, I want dominion. I want dominion and I want it tonight. I want dominion tonight. No more yokes. I don't want to suffer anymore. I want to have dominion in every area of my life. I want to have dominion physically, financially, spiritually, maritally, socially. I want to have dominion. Oh Lord God Almighty, I want to have dominion. I want to have dominion in every area of my life. I want to have dominion. Almighty God, I want to have dominion. I want to have dominion. I want to have dominion, Daddy. Give me dominion, Daddy. go back to our seats so we can continue with the program. Until you get back to your seats, we can't continue, so don't stay there. Ushers, will you help these people to get back to their seats? I hope you can hear simple English. Until you get back to your seats, we can't continue. Be obedient, children, and go back to your seats. Thank you. We are serving the God of miracles. I know. Yes, I know. We are serving the God of miracles. I know. Yes, I know. Hallelujah.
We are serving the God of miracles. I know. Yes, yes, I know. We are serving the God of miracles.
I know.
Yes, I know.
Hallelujah.
Serving the God of miracles.
What about you?
Serving the God of miracles,
I know.
Yes,
yes, I know.
Serving the God of
miracles, I know.
Yes, I know.
What about you? I am serving the
God of.
Many of you believe that you have received your own dominion. Let me hear you shout a really big hallelujah. Two things more for us to do, and then we'll be on our way. First of all, we want to say thank you to the Almighty God for what He has already done. Oh, thank you, Father. The Lord said there is someone here tonight. He said before the end of the year, you're going to have three victories without a fight. So first of all, we want to say thank you to God And then I'm going to anoint your handkerchief afresh. And then we're going to use the new handkerchief we've just anointed to do three things. And I will tell you when that time comes. But right now, let's take our Thanksgiving offering and get ready to relay dance. The dance of those who are in dominion. The dance of triumph. Because from now on, by the special grace of God, you will have something to dance about. So let's take our Thanksgiving offering. And then, as the musician will give us music, we dance to the nearest basket and drop our offering. Let's do this as quickly as possible. And then we'll come and anoint your handkerchiefs. And then we'll use them for what God wants us to do next. Over to you, band.
Join me in praising God. I have seen His goodness. Join me in praising God. I have seen His goodness. Everybody join me in praising God. I have seen His goodness.
I have seen His goodness.
Join me in praising God. Everybody,
I have seen His goodness.
I'm already in dominion. I'm dominating every sphere of my life. Oh, hey, join me in praising God. I am in dominion. Join me in praising God. I am in dominion. Everybody join me.
Join me in praising God.
I have seen His goodness.
I have seen His goodness.
Oh, Papa,
join me in praising God. I have seen His goodness.
And he, ocean tutu laye mi ko da wo duro. Anu ni mo ri gba. Ocean tutu laye mi ko da wo duro. Bobaraye, ewa ba mi yo, ewa mi dupe.
Ocean
tutu laye mi ko da wo duro. Anu ni mo ri gba. Ocean tutu laye mi ko da wo duro.
Bobaraye, ewa ba mi yo.
Sori na mo dupe, mo ri anu ba. Mo dupe, mo ri anu ba. Tori ki se popo eniyan lo ri anu ba. Mo dupe, mo ri anu ba. Tori ki se popo eniyan
lo ri anu ba.
Tori na, you are good, your mercy is forever.
Hallelujah.
You are good, your mercy is forever.
Hallelujah.
Ese, Baba, obatako ni waju ile ka to taju kun atu ti balenkule alagbada inu alawo tele orun baba mi owo kebere bija opa tin ni kon le okorun alagbara tori lori omi ti o fara komi ka 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 ojo ti mo ti rin o meo meo mi o ri ru olaru eyiri o meo meo latojo ti mo ti rin meo meo mi o ri ru olaru eyiri meo.
Check out your
handkerchief.
I'm going to wave my hands. And as I do, I trust my daddy. It will cause the wind of the Holy Spirit to blow. I will saturate every handkerchief lifted to him with anointing. If we don't have an handkerchief, any piece of cloth will do. All right. I'm going to be praying the Spirit. And your need to just keep on saying amen, amen, amen until I stop. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Ankata kokoro moko shekerende moko ronde kere makashate manko ronde kere moko shekerende ankata da moko ronde kere moko ronde kere moko shekerende kere moko chana mama mama ronde kere moko shekerende kere moko chunde kere moko kere moko shaka chunde kere moko ronde kere moko shekerende kere moko chana. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now you're going to do three things very quickly. With that your anointed handkerchief. And everything you are going to do is based on James chapter 4, verse 7. It says, if you submit to God, then you have dominion over the devil. And when there is war, And one side wants to surrender. They wave a white flag. First time you are going to wave this handkerchief now. You are waving it to God to say, I surrender. So wave your handkerchief to the Most High God and tell him, I surrender, O Lord. I surrender everything to you. My past, my present, my future. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender everything I am. I surrender everything I can ever be. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all. In Jesus' mighty name. Good. If you mean that, if you mean what you've just said, now it's time to resist the devil. When you wave this handkerchief the second time, you're telling the devil, clear out of my way. Clear out of my way. Satan, in the mighty name of Jesus, clear out of my way. Clear out, of my way, Satan. Clear out now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Clear out now. Rakushende remoko tonde karamaka tande ke moko shanta. Satan, get out of my way. I command you in the mighty name of Jesus. Clear out of my way. Every mountain, clear out of my way. Every demon, clear out of my way. Sickness, clear out of my way. Disease, clear out of my way. Poverty, clear out of my way. Clear out of my way. Failure, clear out of my way. Defeat, clear out of my way. Satan, clear out of my way. I've surrendered to God. Clear out of my way. Clear out of my way. Clear out of my way. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And then the third one. When Elijah left, he dropped his mantle. Elisha picked it up. Within a short period of time, all other sons of prophets said, the spirit of Elijah does rest on Elisha. By faith in the Almighty God. By faith in the God that sent me. You're going to wave this your mantle the third time. and say, in the mighty name of Jesus, I receive the mantle of dominion. Open your mouth and say, I receive the mantle of dominion for the rest of my life. I have the mantle of dominion. I have the mantle of dominion. I will dominate. I will not be dominated. I have the mantle of dominion. I receive the mantle of dominion for the rest of my life. Thank you, Father. Ramoko shendere makatandere moko shata. Monkontere monko rundra mahikeke romoko shikere ndekere moko shata. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. As you have confessed, so shall it be unto you. From now on, when the devil sees you coming, the devil will run. Before you get home this weekend, your enemies would have surrendered. For the rest of your life, you enjoy dominion. The Lord will bless you. He will bless your offering. And you will never know poverty again. Go in peace. And you will serve God forever. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Wave the handkerchief one more time and just let...